Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the Canberra Raiders, joining us on NRL Sunday right now, Josh Hodgson. Welcome, old mate.
Hey, Mal, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Couple of sleeps away. You open your account against a good rival there, Melbourne. Last couple of clashes with Melbourne. Been big games, haven't they?
Yeah, they always are. You know, what a good team they are. And, you know, we've got a pretty physical side too. So it's usually a pretty fiery encounter. We've obviously had a couple of results the last couple of games, but it's always a really close game there. So it'll be a great opener for us. A really good test, see where we're at after a break. And, really excited to go again.
Josh, Melbourne Storm have got a marvellous record under Craig Bellamy, where every season that he's been there, they've always won their opening encounter. They did that again this year, obviously. But with the unexpected break that we've had, they've had almost another little mini pre-season. How formidable a challenge is that going to be for you, blokes, then?
Yeah, they're always a big challenge, mate. And I think, you know, especially after we've probably had a couple of good results over them in the back end of last season, especially at their own place, you know, they're probably a team who takes that very personal, and they're probably a little bit similar to us in that way, where you do take it personal when an opposition gets one above you and gets one over you, and you want to try and, you know, right in the wrong, so to speak. So, definitely expecting a really, really tough first encounter, mate. You've always got to be good and really high completion rates, and making sure you're pretty clinical when you go down there if you want to get results. So, as I said, it's a great test for us for the first game.
Josh, your countryman and teammate John Bateman hasn't missed me on Twitter over the last 48 hours. You're managed by the same bloke. What can you tell us about it all?
Not a lot, to be honest, mate. I've obviously spoke to John at training, and he's obviously said it's nonsense. But I've a few things get written about managers and what they should be doing, what they are doing, and whatnot. But you know, my view on it is, you're the bloke who's got to put pen to paper, and you're your own man. You know, as much as you have a manager, they can only give you advice or maybe try and steer you one way. At the end of the day, you're your own man. You make your own decisions, and you put the pen on a bit of paper for whatever you want to sign. So, that whatever decision John makes, it'd be John's choice. I've no doubt about that. He's a good kid. He's got a real strong personality. He's not one to be swayed by many people. So, I also know he's happy in Canberra, which is a really good thing for us because he's such a talented player. But he's obviously a kid we want to tie down, but he's obviously off contract. I think it's the end of 21, so it'd be something we're trying to do now, but I obviously don't know the ins and outs of logistics to that. I need that to stay between Donny and John.
But he has been given permission now to go out to the market and to test his value, which is something that the Raiders initially denied him, but they continued to press through him and his manager, so they've now allowed him to do that. I know you don't like to say it's a distraction, but certainly it's not something that's ideal.
No, you know, let's be honest. You don't want any better players looking, shopping yourself around and looking to move from your club. He's one of the better players now outside. He's had a fantastic year for us last year, and he adds that little bit of something extra that we probably hadn't had in years before, that bit of aggression on an edge and that bit of competitive streak which he brings to every game. So we definitely don't want to lose a kid like that, and we'll be doing everything we can to make sure we don't. As I said, I don't know exactly where they're at with it, but you know, hopefully we can get it all done. I know he's really happy in Canberra, and we've got quite a few English lads here, which obviously helps when you're away from home. So, hopefully we can get it all sorted in the end. But, yeah, it's a bit up in the air at the moment.
As captain, what do you say to him?
Oh, just more just leaning on, more giving him a shoulder to lean on, mate, more than anything. He's going through a bit of an injury at the moment. He's been in rehab for a long time now. So, and all this coming out, it's a bit much, and he's away from his family. He was supposed to have his little girl come over a few weeks ago, and obviously with everything happening, that hadn't happened either. So it's been a tough few weeks for him, and I think it's it's just more about being there for him as a mate, and just anything he needs, to be honest.
Hey mate, how far? So if you had a percentage on how fit and ready you were, after the pre-season for round one, where do you reckon you guys are at now as a playing group?
Mate, I've been really impressed, to be honest. I was speaking with Stick about that the other day. You know, probably had a few worries about what kind of shape blokes was going to come back in, especially with the schedule being pretty full on. There's really no time for catch up. So we had a bit of a chat about that in terms of how good everyone's come back. Even the big fellas have all been flying. So I think we're as good as we could be. I think, you know, all our fitness times when we're doing the drills, which are, you know, pretty tough, no one's ever missing a time and everyone's on the money. So, you know, from that kind of thing, I think it's just everyone needs that game fitness now and ready to go again.
Josh, do you think there's an advantage for some teams through this? Like, have you guys viewed the return that way, that if you're all spot on and you can probably jump a start on a few other clubs that perhaps haven't been as diligent through isolation?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, one thing we have touched about, me and Rick, is that that's probably the hope, I suppose. It's, you know, when we know we've ticked every box we could, there isn't really a box that we haven't. So I think, you know, if no one has ticked a box, I think we would have a little bit of a head start on them in terms of fitness-wise. But, you know, anyone that's played the game will know themselves, you need to, you know, play a couple of games to get fully match fit. But in terms of preparation, I think we've done everything we could. I thought the first two games that we got off to a good start and we really had some good combinations in the spine has obviously been a massive boost going into a break, because, you know, if you're 0-2 going into that break, you've got a lot of weeks to think about those question marks. So I think the form going into the break has really helped us too.
The draw came out this week and the Raiders, I think it's fair to say, are probably more disadvantaged than any other team. Your home ground is Campbelltown, which is a 3-hour trip up the freeway to go and play, or an hour's flight, which we all know an hour's flight's never just an hour by the time you get to the airport, fly and then bus to the ground. And in fact, the hour flight will probably end up nearly 3 hours anyway by the time you go through all that. And obviously, I think the thing that people don't realise is that after the game, instead of being able to just go back and start your rehab back at your hotel like you have in the past, you're not allowed to stay at a hotel. You have to return home immediately. So that's also going to be a real issue. Can you tell us how that was received this week?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, to be honest, mate. We kind of got told by Stick that he's pushing to try and get us to stay overnight the night before, because we were going to have to, you know, first and foremost, the talk was we're going to have to travel up on the day in a bus, obviously, for 3 or 4 hours, play a game, and then 3 or 4 hours back. But thankfully, when we play at Campbelltown, we fly up, bus back, but we're not allowed to stay over. And by the sounds of things, the away games could still be that we're going to have to bus up to Sydney and bus back. So if we play at Bank West or any of the other stadiums, then we're going to have to bus up on the day, play the game, and then bus back. So there's a fair bit of travel from our point of view. You know, but from us as a group, we always try and put a bit of a positive spin on it and really try and see it as a challenge. And probably one of the good things about our team is our away form's probably better than our home form. So for us, that's probably the mindset we've tried to put on that, and more see it as a challenge than a disadvantage.
How big a, I suppose, disadvantage physically does that put you guys in?
Yeah, it does, mate. There's no shying away from it. If you're sitting on a bus for 8 hours in a day or 6 hours, whatever it might be, as well as playing a game, and then, you know, you're hoping to be on the field another two and a half days later to have a bit of a run out, you know, straight away the physios and the our strength and conditioning coach and all that, alarm bells are going to be ringing for hamstrings and backs and groins. So it definitely puts you at a disadvantage. Your loads have got to come down a lot. And, you know, especially if you have a short turnaround and you have to do that same kind of travel again, you know, five, six days later. So, you know, something we're going to have to manage. It's one of them things that's just, you know, no one really saw coming, but we was hoping we'd be able to fly up on the day for all the games, but apparently that's not the case. So, as I said, we're not really the type of team that likes to sit and have a whinge, but is a bit of a disadvantage. It's a bit unfair in some regards, but as I said, we're just trying to see it as a challenge.
Okay, mate, good to catch up with you, Josh, and all the very best for the remainder of the season.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Josh Hodgson, joining us from the Canberra Raiders.